Long-range plans for the medical missionary work. When the delegates assembled for an important council at the St. Helena Sanitarium on Wednesday, June 18, 1902, Ellen White informed them that she would be pleased to talk with them for an hour each day. They quickly arranged for a session early every morning. Mrs. White read from manuscripts prepared especially for this convention. She explained the distinctive nature of the denomination's medical work as she urged that conformity to the world is causing many of our people to lose their bearings. Worldly policy has been coming into the management of many of our institutions. At this four-day meeting, long-range plans were laid that called for the establishment of the Pacific Union Medical Missionary and Benevolent Association. This meant that there would be on the Pacific coast a strong medical organization under denominational control. The medical interests in the West would not be a part of the Battle Creek-controlled International Medical Missionary and Benevolent Association. The constituency of the new association sensed the impact of what they were doing. They stated that, in view of the importance of the steps about to be taken, careful study should be given to the questions involved, as not only affecting the interests of the entire Pacific coast, but of the denominational work throughout the world, italics supplied. One feature of the long-range plans was that medical missionary enterprises that may be started shall be upon the basis that the financial and managing responsibility shall rest upon a local constituency or board. The way was being paved for very important decisions to be made by the General Conference Committee at a meeting to be held in November and the General Conference session the following spring.